You know, that wasn't a problem with the doctors now.
Where you have us at?
Most of all, y'all were born the greatest.
So you really didn't have any children with a midwife?
No.
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 We were all born the greatest.
Okay. I see. You said you have a strong aversion to midwives.
You have a strong opinion about midwives.
Okay. Oh, well, now, I don't know. Because now, I know the times when my grandmama, and I think my mama did too, worked a while as a midwife. Mm-hmm. But after we growed up, no, that wasn't for us.
I see.
So most everybody then from his age up, or his age on, were all born in Grady here.
We all were born in Grady. We all were born in Grady Hospital.
Okay. Wow. So wait, who today told us that they had a baby with a midwife?
Well,
the one lady...
Said the first baby that died
with a midwife,
and second her son Sonny was at the hospital.
Oh no, Miss said she had one of them with a midwife because she didn't want to tell him when she was going to have the baby. Remember, it was late or early or something, and so she just decided not to tell him. And then last minute, they had to go get a midwife.
Yeah, but Miss, I mean, she also. I mean, that was one of her things you were saying too.
So what about a doctor when you got sick at nighttime? What if you had an emergency? Would a doctor come and take care of you, or?
When you were sick, most of the time they would. Now, someone would have to, you know, go get him.
And who was this doctor?
Because now this is the reason. We didn't all have phones. And so if somebody was sick, you know, you had to drive to get the doctor. And the doctor would, you know, come on to your house. So,
was this a black doctor?
No.
So a white doctor really would come.
Yeah.
Anytime.
Wasn't any black doctors around back then.
Okay.
Now you might have found them in a hospital or somewhere, but not, you know, out in the rural routes and things.
Mm-hmm. And then. You didn't have any problems with being treated by doctors in the areas in general, in terms of, you know, if you got sick or needed.
Not really. No.
So who was the doctor?
If you called them, they would even come to your house.
Okay.
Who was the doctor that, who were some of the doctors around here?
Well, there was a Dr. Ezard and a Dr. Powell and, let me think. But right in Roswell, I know it was a Dr. Ezard and a Dr. Powell.
Now, I heard that first doctor that you said, Dr. Ezard.
Ezard.
I heard that he gave people all the same medicine always when they were sick.
Well,
no matter what you were sick with.
Might have.
Somebody told me he always gave you some, like, red or pink medicine if you were sick. And he'd mix it up. They said if you had a stomach ache, a sore throat, a cough, a headache, it was always the same medicine. Is that true? Do you know?
I don't remember exactly, but that could have been the truth.
Do you remember? I think another one was a Dr. Lyon. Was that one?
Dr. Lowndes.
Lowndes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. He was a good, now I used to hear him say, a great baby doctor. And a lot of the women that was, I think, expecting went to him. Yeah. But they say he was the best when it came to, you know, a baby doctor. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So healthcare was okay?
Yeah.
Whether it was before intubation or...
Yeah.
Okay.
And I don't remember it, before how it was before, you know,